This is CPR News, NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Gas stoves fill homes with cancer-causing air pollution. That's the conclusion of a new Stanford University study focused in part on Colorado. CPR Sam Brash has more.
The scientists studied 87 homes in California and Colorado. Each had either gas or propane stoves. When turned on, air monitors picked up elevated levels of benzene, a carcinogenic chemical often found near oil refineries or in cigarette smoke. The pollutant often exceeded health standards, it migrated to rooms far beyond the kitchen, and ventilation hoods didn't always help. It's the latest example of research showing the dangers of gas stoves, which have led to controversial calls for a shift to electric cooking. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
The University of Colorado is looking to the federal government for research funding. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Did you know that when boa constrictors eat, their hearts expand to help digest their lunch because of some enzymes? Researchers at CU Boulder are studying the enzymes to see if it can help combat heart disease. This is an example CU Chancellor Philip DeStefano uses to show how they use federal research dollars and why they hope to get more.
We have a very, very large number of undergraduates who are doing research with some of our top scientists, social scientists, humanists, and that gives them, in my mind, kind of a leg up.
CU is also working to get funds from the CHIPS Act to help with quantum research. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A Denver native has won the U.S. Open Golf Championship. Wyndham Clark played golf at Valor Christian High School in Highlands Ranch before moving on to play in college at Oklahoma State and the University of Oregon. The 29-year-old beat out the field at Los Angeles Country Club Sunday to win his first major golf title with a score of 10 under par. This is CPR News and KRCC.